Charlotte Jerusalem.
In the chair that's prepared. All right. Actually, blues players sit down because they got to be able to tap their toe better. Well, I'm going to start off with an instrumental tune. Get myself pointed at the microphone here. It's a song by William Moore. It's called The Old Country Rock. Barber Bill Moore, in running a barber shop, he always kept a guitar around and he sat and played when he wasn't cutting hair. And this one's from down on the Rappahannock. I said down Tappahannock way. Old country rock. Back, man, let your daddy rock. Daddy knows how. Rappahannock River. Down Tappahannock River. To stay put here. As long as I'm doing a William Moore song, I'm going to try another one by him. It's called Ragtime Crazy. It's in the key of my G, whatever this is to. This is kind of a go-round that just gives you circles to chase on a 12 string. Thank you. we're going to slide more into the vocal end of it, hopefully. I think I want to try one song that seems to be one that followed me around for a long time. It's by Sonny Boy and his pals. They recorded it back in 1924. They called it the Mobile Line or the France Blues. Well, my daughter calls it the Oatmeal Line. Did you ever take a trip down on the Mobile Line? Hello to my mama, hello to papa, papa, talk about the Mobile Line. That's the road you ride, is your trouble and mine. Well, I got a letter, hon, about the way it read. Hello to my mama, hello to papa, papa, talk about the way it read. Come home, come home, your true love is dead. Lord, I pack my suitcase, honey, bundle up my clothes. Hey, Lord, my mama, hey, Lord, papa, papa, talk about a bundle my clothes. When I get home, my baby's on the cooling board. Yet they took my baby, honey, to the burying ground. Hey, Lord, my mama, hey, Lord, papa, papa, talk about the burying ground. You ought to heard me hollering, honey, when they let it down. Before I die, honey, I'm gonna stop by friends. Hey, Lord, my mama, hey, Lord, papa, papa, talk about a stop by friends. Gonna stop by those, give all the women a chance. Yeah, when daddy dies, don't bear daddy at all. Hey, Lord, my mama, hey, Lord, papa, papa, don't you bear daddy at all. Just pick a daddy's bones, baby, and alcohol. Yeah, the boat's up the river, baby, and she won't come down. Hey, Lord, mama, mama, hey, Lord, papa, papa, talk about she won't come down. I believe tomb soul, his boat is bottom bound. It's going down. Well, when daddy's gone, you can put daddy's picture in a frame. Hey, Lord, my mama, hey, Lord, papa, papa, talk about his picture in a frame. So when daddy's gone, you can see him just the same. Yep, hello, heaven, daddy, wanna use your telephone. Hey, Lord, my mama, hey, Lord, papa, papa, talk about it, use your telephone. So when daddy's gone, you can see him just the same. Ever take a trip down on the Mobile Line? Hey, Lord, my mama, hey, Lord, papa, papa, talk about the Mobile Line. That's the road to ride, ease your trouble in mind. Yes, it is. That's the road to ride, ease your trouble in mind. You ever wake up, bullfrogs on you, bullfrogs on you? I mean mine, did you ever wake up, bullfrogs on your mind? Did you ever wake up and find you've been treated unkind, unkind? Give me the bullfrog blues, can't be saddest, can't be saddest. I mean fight, got the bullfrog blues, can't be satisfied. Got the bullfrog blues, grab some chain and ride, ride, ride. I come home late past three. Here's my woman, she says to me now, oh, you're staying out all night long. Them bullfrog blues, Lord, they're doing you wrong, wrong, wrong. But I cried, mama, I'm on my knees, cried, please, Mr. Mama, will you forgive me, please? Mm-hmm. I cried, Lord, mama, I'm down on my knees, I'm on my knees. Look at here, mama, see what's done to, see what's done to, I mean me, oh, look at here, mom, see what's done to me. Well, you said you done love me, now you done set me free, set me free. Give me the bullfrog blues. Can't be saddest, can't be saddest. I mean, fight, got the old frog blues. Can't be satisfied. Got the bullfrog blues. Grab some train and ride, ride, ride. We're riding. I guess about half of these songs I learned in the middle of the night, playing at parties. You get jumping up and down and start to get the blood flowing. I think I'm going to next go to another jug band song. It was written by, I'm not sure who it was written by. The recording I got it from was from Washboard Sam. He called it Sophisticated Mama. And it was kind of like a lament on the fancy ladies downtown that seemed to want everything that he didn't have, so he couldn't exactly come up with what they needed to get to those ladies. So we'll carry on from there. Sophisticated mama, don't turn your nose up at me. Sophisticated mama, don't turn your nose up at me. Well, Lord, you're coming on mighty ritzy, but you ain't what you seem to be. Well, Lord, you think you know those answers. Say you ain't got nothing to learn. You think you know those answers. Said you ain't got nothing to learn. Well, Lord, you won't have no man until he's got money to burn. Well, Lord, I'm going to read you, mama, tell you what I think of you. It's true. Going to read you, mama, tell you what I think of you. Well, Lord, you do anything any other woman would do. She like high price whiskey, won't drink nothing but champagne and wine all the time. She like high price whiskey, won't drink nothing but champagne and wine. Well, Lord, she drink beer like it, yeah, if she was a woman of mine. We like high-priced restaurants. She wants to eat steak every day. Hear what I say. She like high-priced restaurants. Wants to eat steak every day. Oh, my. Well, Lord, she's a woman of mine now. Eat hot dogs anytime that I say. I'm a bell house man, ain't got no money to give you. I'm a bell house man, ain't got no money to give you. Well, all you'd have to make do with my lovin', yeah, you're gonna have to make that do. I always did like washboard tunes. Where's Washboard Bill when I need him? Okay. I'm going to go to a different style of blues at this point. I'm going to do a little tune called the Wabash Rag. It's a... I guess I'm trying to think where I got it. Above Blind Willie McTell recorded it under the Georgia Rag. Blind Blake recorded it as the Wabash Rag, I guess is what I was trying to think of. It's Blind Blake. McTell recorded, several other people did. Down south on Wabash Street, everybody you chance to meet, they're doing that rag, Wabash Rag. They're doing it night and day, people drive your blues away, doing that rag, Wabash Rag. Every little kid that you meet in the alley and in the street is doing that rag, Wabash Rag. He's doing it night and day, honey, drive your blues away, doing that rag, Wabash Rag. Yeah, rag it now. Come on, mama, hold me tight. Mess around the rest of the night doing that rag. Yeah, dance it up now. We go round and round with that. I think next one I'm going to try here on you is a Tommy Johnson song. It's called The Big Road Blues. talks about going down to see Aunt Caroline die. Her name was spelled D-Y-E, and she was the local conjurer woman, and he was looking for something to make things work better for in his life. Bigger road by herself. Now who's that yonder? Come down the road by herself. Well, Lord, it look like Maddie. Swear wouldn't no one else. Well, follow my rider to her burying ground. I follow my rider to her burying. Well, Lord, I didn't feel sorry until they laid her down. I'm going down to see Aunt Caroline die. She's a two-headed woman, she never told a lie. Who's that yonder? Come down the big road, come down that big road by herself. Who's that yonder? Come down the road by herself. Well, Lord, it look like Maddie. Well, wouldn't be no one else. As to what I'm going to play, the Future Blues. My friend Poor Willie Brown. Future now, Lordy, I can't tell upon my, I can't tell upon my, I can't tell my past, I can't tell my future now, I can't tell my past. Lord, minutes seem like hours, and hours never seem to pass. Minutes seem like hours now, Lordy, and hours seem like, yes, hours seem like, hours seem like days. Minutes seem like hours, and hours seem like days. Seem like my woman ought to stop her low down ways. Well, I got a woman now, Lordy, stands up 5 feet from, up 5 feet from the, 5 feet from the ground. Got a good woman now, stand way up 5 feet from the ground. Now she's tailor-made, Lord, you know she ain't no hand-me-down. Got a woman now, Lordy. I see the diamonds when she, I see the diamonds when she, see diamonds when she smile. Got a good woman now, I see the diamonds when she smiles. About 5 feet 4 inches long, you know she just good looking size, just good looking size. Well, can't tell my future now, Lordy. I can't tell upon my, I can't tell upon my, I can't tell my past. Can't tell my future now, I can't tell my past. Lord, got a good thing going here, but you know just can't last. It just can't last. You know just can't last.
Thank you.
Charlie Jerusik from Safety Harbor, singing the blues. We change the pace here in a minute. Joe Mark, I've known each other for many years, so is Michelle Moncrief. That doesn't make them bad people. Yeah. Original songwriters, and they play good guitars. They're both Martin guitars from St. Augustine. Good original songwriters, and pick up some good stuff that other people have written. And they have stage presence. They know when to walk out when they're introduced. A few minutes ago, Michelle said to Joe, give me an A. And said, no, I'll need it when I play my guitar with you. They're smart, you see, college graduates. I'm going to tell you all about St. Augustine and stuff like that. Ready, Michelle? Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Mark, Michelle Moncrief, love, St. Augustine.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We appreciate y'all coming out. I was here yesterday when Bill Monroe played here, and the place was packed. But this is still a beautiful audience.
That's right. Yes. You guys are loyal.
Quality crowd. Quality crowd. Okay.
Smiling like she knows me from some long forgotten place. Where there's a weeping in the willow, there's a laughing in the corn. And the only quiet babies are the ones before they're born.
That is the truth.
Yep.
Well, I hardly can hardly can believe it when it's been so short a time. Well, it seems like 20 years or more since I slept upon that hill. Like unforgotten memories, the ones you cannot kill. Lonely yesterday, I sat down by your fire. And only yesterday will I let my mind retire. When we'd sung and drunk up every single song. We'd climb up to the mountain and kiss the edge of dawn. We'd ride in the morning and somehow carry on. One's for the ladies, a song at their request. I sing it like I used to do, try to do my best. Well, there's snow in Carolina, there's a rain at the borderline. I wish I didn't miss you, girls, but still I'm doing fine. Well, only yesterday I sat down by your fire. And only yesterday will I let my mind retire. And when we'd sung and drunk up every single song, we'd climb up to the mountain and kiss the edge of dawn. We'd ride in the morning and somehow carry on. Clouds over the mountains, I see your friendly face, smiling like she knows me from some long forgotten place. Well, there's a weeping in the willow, there's a laughing in the corn, and the only quiet babies are the ones before they're born.
Always one in the crowd. I can see him.
What's that? Oh, don't worry about him. We pay him to act like that. Makes us look good. Actually, he's a friend of ours. Quick information, infomercial advertisement.
Already? Okay.
See, I'm new at this.
He's been coming here
20 years or more and playing and everything, and all of a sudden people started making tapes and everything, and we just never got around to it. Well, we finally made one.
Yay! Woo,
Mark
woo,
Monkey Flo.
Yes.
And all the old timers, and they say, well, what you got to do is you got to get up there and sell that sucker, you know? Oops, upside down. So,
we always thought those other people look kind of silly up here doing it, you know? But,
so.
Well, you just can't beat them. You got to join them.
We did that? Well, that's a nice song.
Yeah, Joe did all the artwork for the cover, so this is really his baby. He's real proud.
Okay. Well, anyway, next song.
Ooh, this is a Nancy Griffith song about how hard life was back in the 30s during the Dust Bowl times, but how people managed to still make do and get through the hard times and
kinda
trying to teach our children.
Kind of like today.
Teach your children.
Okay.
It's called Trouble in the Fields.
Trouble in the fields. When the bankers swarm like locusts, they're turning away our yields. Our dreams roll by the silos, silver in the red. They leave our pockets full of nothing but our dreams in the golden green. Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out, and they're talking the Great Depression. Our parents had their hard times 50 years ago, when they stood out in these empty fields in dust as deep as snow. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain can't fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. But if we sell that new John Deere and we work this farm with sweat and tears, you'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it up. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. or the weather to get colder. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain can't fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. But if we sell that new John Deere and we work this farm with sweat and tears, we'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields.
Thank you very much. This next song, moving right along here, this is a song that kind of goes, it proves to you that the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, you know. The first song we did, I wrote that in St. Augustine, and that was about North Carolina. Well, this song is about St. Augustine, and I wrote it in North Carolina, so. But I'm still in St. Augustine, though, 20 years later.
Sipping old bourbon, looking over the bay, wondering what the water might have to say. I'm praying it'll rain just another day, 'cause the sun don't shine if it's any other way. Forget what it's like to freeze at last, have another drink and let that old Amtrak pass, and stay in a dream that's not so fast. Stay with St. Augustine in heaven at last. Oh Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far, so pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Molly and the rabbit gone down to St. Croix, just to get a tan and a little baby boy. But we'll stay home and have our own, a little woman taken from both of our bones. It's got to be the best thing to happen to me, have a little woman shining by the deep blue sea. So Mama singing, Papa singing about that dream, swinging palm trees, St. Augustine. Oh Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. Oh, all in a dream, but it's not too far, so pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Sipping old bourbon, looking over the bay, wondering what the water might have to say. I'm praying it'll rain just another day, 'cause the sun don't shine if it's any other way. Oh Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far, so pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Oh Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's growing, but it's still the closest thing to heaven, I guess. We may even get a parking garage, who knows?
No, not
St. Augustine? Well, I don't know. This is a song that I wrote for my daughters. I'm going to bring them up in a little while so you'll understand how long ago this song was written.
It's a lullaby.
Okay. Now I'm going to bring those babies up here so you can see how long ago that was. They're going to sing a song with us. I was real pleased that they asked. We're just going to sing off the same, if that's okay. Or do you... Okay. This is an old gospel song. It's called Gospel Ship. Must be a gospel song.
Transportation, right?
Oh, yes. This is our theme. This is our song that is thematic for the festival here.
Gospel ship and go sailing through. care. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, gonna sail beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell done ring when I bid this world goodbye. You are ashamed of me, you ought not to be, and you better have a care. So too much fault you find, you will sure be left behind when I'm sailing through the air. Well, I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, gonna sail beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell done ring when I bid this world goodbye. Well, I can hardly wait, I know I won't be late, I'll spend my time in prayer. When that ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. Well, I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, gonna sail beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bells done ring when I bid this world goodbye. When I bid this world goodbye. It's
hard to believe.
Yes.
My babies.
This song is not on the tape, but we got a request for it. So
we try to always do those.
Try to please.
No matter what it costs.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, it is lunchtime, I guess.
Yes, and we have a deal with the people over here. You know, if we get more people, go over there and eat. You know, make them hungry, make them eat, they give us a cut. So.
And we need to have a food theme for the festival. We've got a lot of food songs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you guys handle this one?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Did it look like this kind of crowd?
Yeah, I think so. I see some dirt under the fingernails. They look like gardeners.
Yeah. Okay.
But actually,
they'll do.
The plumbing's been backed up, so they just maybe haven't had a chance to wash.
I don't know, Joe. There's some kids out there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We better, kids? You know, be careful.
Yeah,
you
it
think?
Is a dirt. Well, no, this is a family song.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. You're up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one. Don't get a hard one. Will you plant them in the spring and pick them in the summer? All winter without them is a culinary bummer. Well, I forget about all the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a bacon. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes. Rock and roll. Well, you can go out and eat for sure, but there's nothing that a homegrown tomato won't cure. You can put them in a salad, you put them in a stew, you can make your very own tomato juice. Eat them with eggs, eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pin to a navy. You can put them in the middle, put them out on the side, put a homegrown tomato on pizza pie. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes.
Pretty saucy character, aren't you, Joe?
I can't think that quick, I'm sorry. But it does leave some seeds for doubt. Well, now if I could change this life I lead,
I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs. It's a homegrown tomato in every garden you see. So when I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Cause out in the garden would be much better. So I can be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown
natives. One more. Okay.
Another food song.
Another food song? Okay. Okay.
I want some of those dumplings so bad. I just
yeah, okay. This is another
play it fast, okay?
This is another food song. This is on our tape also. And this is a song written by Charlie Robertson of St. Augustine, songwriter extraordinaire. If you hear him playing somewhere, go hear him. Right, okay.
And Charlie's song is on our tape too, so as soon as we're done, rush right over and buy up all the copies and.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. One, okay. Oh, I started, don't I?
If you want.
Well, I'm going down to the Ritz Cafe. I'm gonna put the feed bag on. Mm-mm.
I can't wait.
Some home-style turnip greens. Big thick filet mignon.
They sell that over there.
Oh, no reset destination. When I hear that doorman moan. Short line in the carriage room. No line on the main floor. Short line in the carriage room. Well, you can eat all you want. Ain't a fancy place.
Fried chicken, you can really feed your family.
28 selections on a daily bill of fare. Take a tray and park it anywhere. Don't forget your silverware. No line on the main floor. Short line in the carriage room. Well, I'm going home this morning. On that seaboard railroad line this morning.
Another transportation song.
I get there by morning. Poor feet gonna be a flying this morning. Never reach my destination. Gonna hear that doorman whine. Rise this way. No line on the main floor. Short line in the carriage room. No line on the main floor. Short line in the carriage room. Well, you can eat all you want. Ain't a fancy place.
Fried chicken, you can really feed your face.
28 selections on a daily bill of fare. Take your tray and park it anywhere. Don't forget your silverware. No line on the main floor. Short line in the carriage room.
Chow time.
Greens. Chicken and dumplings.
Definitely.
Perla.
Cornbread.
Well, I'm going home this morning on that seaboard railroad line this morning. When I get down to Bay Street, ooh, poor feet gonna be a flying. I know I reach my destination when I hear that doorman whine. Rise this way. No line on the main floor. Short line in the carriage room. No line on the main floor. Short line in the carriage room. Well, you can eat all you want. Ain't a fancy place.
Steaks, chops, chicken, you can really feed your face.
28 selections on a daily bill of fare. Take your tray and park it anywhere. Don't forget your silverware. No line on the main floor. Short line in the carriage room.
Two rockers. y'all for coming and stick
Thank
around
you very much.
And have a really nice
Thank
day.
Jamark, Michelle Moncrief, all that good eating stuff, make you hungry. This is my last official act for a while. 2 o'clock, I'll be down at the boat landing, swapping Florida songs with Frank and Ann and Jeannie Pitchin and some folks. 6 o'clock, I'll be back here with a group of the finest musicians in the state of Florida to close out the Old Marble Stage program. Remind you, although you've had several reminders, that we got tapes and books and stuff, memorabilia on sale at the booth there behind us. And as the 97th Regimental String Band says, they are guaranteed. If you find the tapes unacceptable, return the unused portion and we'll return the unused portion of your money. This next group, if we could get them to be a little more dynamic, electrifying, charismatic, and if we could get Dennis Devine to be on time.
I'm electrified.
Hey, he's there.
All the weekend I didn't put my hand in a puddle and got electrocuted at one time, not once.
If any of you folks have been sad, you've been singing the blues, you have felt a little out of sorts, you've wanted to burn both candles at the ends or whatever, yeah, you did. Well, if that's the kind of music you're looking for, you blew it. Because these are not the old Sand Mountain Wildcats. These are the new Sand Mountain Wildcats. They're from down around such a weird place as St. Leo College. Tell people they're from San Antonio. Does it mean they came all the way from Texas? No, they came from San Antonio, Florida. You know, Florida's full of everything. We got Havana, Baghdad, all those neat places. All right, are you guys through arguing? Can I say, and now? Not yet.
They're not in order. They're numbered.
They're not in order.
Okay.
They're numbered.
They're numbered. Yeah. Okay, now I will tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, would you give a great big Florida Folk Festival welcome to the new Sand Mountain Wildcats?
Yeah. And how about that, Don Grooms?
Woo!
Yeah.
Flash.
Flash.
New Sand Mountain
Flash.
Wildcats what? Press release.
Amazing.
Responding to all our critics and supporters. Wildcats have sought to bring you an authentic cultural and ethnic flavor.
We always do.
Much like that found at the Food Pavilion. We started out many years back with recreations of old Uncle Remus stories about Br'er Fox and Br'er Rabbit.
And garlic.
Presented in original dialect. Later, we began a campaign of ethnic balance and parody, telling the stories with the dialect of all different ethnic groups.
Except the Swedes, which we can't do.
Last year, we honored the Yiddish subculture when I told the story of Moishe Fox and the kosher rabbit. Because of our attempts to respond to the disgruntled few, the Wildcats have become the focal points of ethnic organizations all around the world. Yesterday, I read excerpts from a very hostile letter I got from the Uncle Remus Society.
You may have heard that.
Demanding I reinstate the original dialect of Uncle Remus. I immediately announced I would do so. No sooner had I announced that than I got a telegram late last night from another outraged organization. Now I'm thinking, I just can't win. And then I was reminded of something Mary Todd Lincoln said to Abe in the midst of his frustration at not being able to satisfy his critics. Honey, she said, you can satisfy some of the people some of the time. The rest of them, you just have to enroll in codependency groups. Anyway, the telegram...
Very smart.
Anyway, the telegram was from the Japanese Office of Cultural Integrity.
This is amazing.
Jockey, for shorts, demanding that my stories be told only in the original dialect of the Japanese ethnic peasant. They went on to claim that our Uncle Remus stories were originally presented over 150 years ago in a book called The Wisdom of Papa Fukushima. So, in honor and deepest respect for our Japanese friends, I now present the original Japanese work entitled A Bald Fox Has No Hair.
Now settle down, folks.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
fox song always fix a way to catch a rabbit song, but barely difficult to catch a rabbit song. So fox song make what he call super trap. He take a big bamboo cage and surround with the finest Japanese silk. Inside, he make what he call a sound machine. Actually, he buy a big Yamaha stereo receiver, and he think must have a good beto. Best beto, he think something a rabbit son love more than life itself. He think music.
Beto.
So he decide he buy finest Japanese kabuki music and put on a Yamaha stereo receiver, turn volume all the way up, go around the corner with a big samurai sword and a weto. He weto and he weto. Music playing, all of a sudden here come a rabbit son. Come all the way up the door. All of a sudden he thinking, ah, rabbit sensor kick in. And he realized something very fishy here. More fishy than 2-day-old sushi. It become very clear to Robertson, this a trappo. So Robertson make a believe. He dance and scream for joy, go around the corner. Foxson hear this, think Robertson in trap, come running with a big sword into trap. Say, got you now, Robertson. Then a big door slam shut. Robertson come around the corner laughing. Ha, 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 ha. He say, Foxson, you forget a famous Japanese proverb. Bald fox got no hair. And he leave Foxson to contemplate this proverb for many years. Foxson contemplate, and just yesterday have big bright light come on. He's thinking, ah, I now know the meaning. Bald fox have no hair. This means I want to catch a rabbit son. Only way to do, must have a best of music. Music of a new Sand Mountain Wildcat. Available only at Florida Folk Friends Tent. Right over there.
Song and mama sipping whiskey, oh, whiskey from a white oak barrel sure does make good liquor. It makes the nights seem twice as bright and the days go by much quicker. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose up the mountain. Chill just like a log fire burning. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain. Honey
sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, I'd like to acknowledge that all of the Wildcats aren't here today. Darilyn had to leave to be a godmother for her godson down in Miami, so she's heading back down to the southern end of the state. And I would like to acknowledge that the rest of us are here. In addition, we have our former playing partner, esteemed playing mandolin, T.J. Wangerman. Okay.
You may applaud now. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's always a matter of pride and pleasure for me both to be playing with the new Sand Mountain Wildcats. Always new, always something different, always something exciting.
Always wild.
And always.
Always.
Satisfying.
One, two, three.
Make Me a Pallet on the Floor. Second song on our new Wildcats album called Wildcat Strike.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Well, make it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. I'd be more than satisfied just to watch that train and ride. When I reach Atlanta, have no place to go, won't you make me a pallet on your floor? Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. You good time friends of mine. Come on, you good time friends of mine. When I had a dollar, you treated me so fine. Where'd you go? When I only had a dime. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. These blues are everywhere I see. Blues are everywhere I see. Blues all around me, everywhere I see. Nobody's got the blues like me. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. We'll make it soft, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
I went upon
heard a pretty girl say, yonder comes my boat. Row back chicken, row by day, row back chicken and fly away, row back chicken. Was hoeing a field of rye. Easiest work I ever done was eating chicken pie. Crow black chicken, crow by day, crow black chicken and fly away. Crow black chicken, yeah, yeah. I like chicken pie. I like chicken pie. I like chicken pie. Chicken crow by midnight, chicken crow by day. Long came an hour, Lord have mercy, stole my chicken away. Crow black chicken, crow by day, crow black chicken and fly away. Crow black chicken.
Thank you very much. It's called I Like Chicken Pie. It's one of the songs that didn't make it onto the new Sand Mountain Wildcats new album called Wildcat Strike, available at the Friends of Florida Folk Tent right now. We're going to do a slow song for you called Cracker Cowman. A lot of people request this song. We like to do it.
Is it Cracker Cow Person?
That's right.
Not sure. No.
It was originally called the Cracker Cowman, but...
All those of bovine persuasion can relate to this song.
Dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub country. And the interstate highways have taken the place. Old Mr. Flagler's rail and condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. His beard made a stubble like a cut over sugar cane field. His clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes lets you know he won't heal. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived, and the land that he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trail. And the interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. There's
his old bone myself.
He's gone, but the legend lives on.
And Jake Summerlin and old Sam Keen,
the beginning and ending of an era now gone.
And men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get him down. Those old Florida cowboys are like eagles tied to the ground. And the interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by.
Thank you very much. It's a very pretty song that was written by Frank and Ann Thomas, who, if you'll notice, this year are being honored in the Florida Folklife program that you have, and they very well deserve the reward. Yeah.
I used to complain that I had no shoes until I met a man who had no clothes. And he was walking around in the desert. This is a true story. He was at a nudist camp. And he walked up to us and said, Robert and I were playing at a nudist camp out in Phoenix, Arizona.
Try to imagine this now.
Well, don't imagine too hard, okay?
They were swinging.
He had on his bass. I was wearing only my banjo, which was insufficient for the purpose, I might say. All right, okay, it was a lie. And the guy walked up and he said, do you know the Chattanooga Shoe Sign Boy? And we said, no, yeah, we don't. And he taught it to us and we've been playing it ever since.
Bundle of joy.
You pop the boogie woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga.
TJ's going to represent South Carolina on this break.
Thank you very much. You're most kind and very nice of you to be out here in this hot weather and muggy weather. This last song of our set today, you may have noticed that the Wildcats have mellowed through the 15 years that we've been together. And part of our mellowing process includes our anti-drug focus that we've been focused on for the last 5 years. And the song that we put on the album that actually isn't on the album but could be very easily.
Which album?
And in fact, will be after the first. Well, it's another story, but this one is called. This song is called. This song is called "Take a Whiff on Me," and you need to listen to the words very carefully. The message really is anti-drug, not pro-drug. So don't get confused and start doing things.
Right. It says, "Take no drugs. Take no.
Take
drink
no liquor.
Whiskey.
Let that
cocaine
be."
1, 2, X7.
Bill and Morphine Sue, strolling down the avenue 2x2.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Said Sue to Bill, it won't do no harm. We'll both just have a little shot in the arm.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me. Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me.
Everybody take a whiff on me.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Tell it to me, boys, tell it to me. Drink no liquor, let your cocaine be.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Cocaine's for horses, not for men. The docs say it'll kill you, but they don't say when.
Oh, Lord, honey, take a whiff on me. Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me.
Everybody take a whiff on me.
Oh, Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Banjo! Graveyard on the hill lies the body of Cocaine Bill.
Oh, oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
In the graveyard by his side lies the body of his cocaine bride.
Oh, oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me. Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me.
Everybody take a whiff on me.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Guitar! It's a whiffery, it's a whiffery. I'm gonna keep sniffing until I die.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Cocaine's for horses, not for men. The docs say it'll kill you, but they don't say when.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me. Take a whiff on me, take a whiff on me.
Everybody take a whiff on me.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Sing it one more time.
Take a whiff on me. Everybody take a whiff on me.
Oh Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Take a whiff on me.
Everybody take a whiff on me.
Oh, Lord, honey, take a whiff on me.
Me!
Thank you.
The new Sand Mountain Wildcats. Crowd pleasers, aren't they? A long tradition at the Florida Folk Festival. Well, good afternoon. I'm Landon Walker. I'm from Jacksonville, and it's great to see so many on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're so glad you could be with us. The next performers here at the Old Marble Stage are also continuing a long tradition at the Florida Folk Festival, but a tradition that was interrupted for a number of years. These four brothers grew up in Jacksonville and began performing together at fairly late in their lives. The eldest was about 22 when they started singing together, just for fun, just because they thought it would be nice to do. And they started getting asked to perform at parties, and one thing led to another, and before you knew it, they were in clubs and various other places, including the Florida Folk Festival, where they were regulars for, oh, golly, must have been 5 years anyway, more than that, maybe 5, 7, something like that. Back in the, I guess, the middle 70s was when that was. Then one and another of them got jobs, as we all have to do from time to time, and children, yeah, all of that. And they got drawn away from performing as a group. And a few years ago, they decided, well, you know, we're kind of settled back down. The kids are taking care of themselves. Maybe we have time to do this. So they played again at the Florida Folk Festival 2 years ago. And we're very happy to have them back again. Are you doing gigs now? Are you working around anywhere else? Or here? Yeah, make them an offer. But we're very happy to have with us this afternoon on the old Martin's Marble stage from Jacksonville, the Peyton Brothers.
All right, we've got sound now. They told me they weren't on. Before we get started here, I want to say this is interesting. I looked out in this audience before we came on, and it seemed like we see about 50% of the people. The faces are familiar. Good to be back here. And say hey to Barbara. We hadn't said hello to you yet. Several others. We're going to do some, you'll note in your program says we're bluegrass. Well, that's... I don't know, that's true and it's not true. We'll do a little bluegrass, blues, folk, a mixture of things. But obviously the instruments look like a bluegrass band, so that's what we get tagged with. We will start it out with a blues tune done in a bluegrass style.
I've got the blues, I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro Cottonville blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell it. When you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues. I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro Cottonville blues. Don't bury me at all. Hang me up on a schoolroom wall. Place a sonata in my hand so I can keep on working in the promised land. I've got the blues, I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell it. Like when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues. I've got the blues, I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Old man sergeant sitting at the desk. Darned old fool, he won't give me no rest. He take the nickels off a dead man's eyes. Buy Coca-Colas and an Eskimo pie. I've got the blues, I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell it. When you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues. I've got the blues. I've got the Winsboro cotton mill blues.
Thank you.
she came to me, said she knew me, said she'd known me a long time. And she spoke of being in love with every mountain she had climbed. And she talked of trails she'd walked up far above the timberline. From that night on, I knew I'd write songs with Carolina in the pines. There's a new moon on the 14th, first quarter the 21st, and a full moon in the last week brings the fullness to this earth. There's no guesswork in the clockwork of the world's heart or mine. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina in the pine. On the window and the wood stove smokes and glows. As the fire grows, we can warm our souls watching rainbows in the cold. And we'll talk of trails we've walked up far above the timber line. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina.